Is there a watch on?
Mr. Chairman.
All right, now y'all get kind of crazy right here. All right, let's Vice Chair, I've been working with you real good today. Now, come on now.
I think it would be.
We're going to have to take a recess for a few seconds here. Get this back on. Okay, come on.
I think it would be beneficial to take items 7 and 8 together to talk about them in the same context because they relate to each other. So I'd like to take both 7 and 8 together and move approval.
All right, we have a motion to move approval item number 7, number 8. We're going to have Madam Clerk read number 7 and number 8, and Mr. Bateman get ready to discuss it.
Item number 7. From the Director, Department of Transportation and the Airport Director, requesting authorization to enter into a building lease agreement with CrossFit Fire Breathers, LLC, effective May 1st, 2013 through April 30th, 2016, with 1 2-year mutual renewal option for the lease of approximately 3,020 square feet of storage space located at 450 East Alvina Avenue in Milwaukee County's MKE Regional Business Park. Item number 8, from the Director, Department of Transportation and the Airport Director, requesting authorization to enter into a building lease agreement with Custom Limousine Services, Inc., effective May 1st, 2013 through April 30th, 2016, with 1 2-year mutual renewal option for the lease of approximately 2,230 square feet of storage space located at 6154 South Griffin in Milwaukee County's MKE Regional Business Park.
Mr. Bateman, items 7 and 8, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Supervisors, CrossFit Breeders is represented today in the room by Mr. Reesmeister.
Is he stand, please? Okay. Thank you.
This company wishes to lease a building at the business park for a CrossFit gym. I've attached pictures of the building location and interior. And in both these items, you can see that what we're dealing with is some buildings that really are not suitable for other purposes and they're difficult to lease. And in both cases, we think these are good tenants for the level of the building that we're dealing with, and we're recommending approval.
Okay, item number 8.
Item 8 is an unheated garage building, also that is not suitable for other purposes, and it's unheated, and as you can see by the pictures attached to your report, it would be used for car storage.
Is the personal representative here?
I don't know. No, he is not.
Okay. We do have a motion to approve item number 7, number 8. Any comments on either item? Sir Bukowski. Jersey,
Mr. Bateman, what's the gentleman's name for item number 7?
Oh, here we go.
According to my information, it's Herr Reesmeister.
Okay, and young man, could you stand up again? You are a walking advertisement for your gym. You are built like an armored car, young man. And so anybody that... that joins your fitness club can look like that.
Yes, sir.
Well, I'd like to tell you, too, that...
And Supervisor Bukowski will be winning your first time.
That'd be great.
Dylan is one of our firefighters at the airport.
Oh, really?
Oh, okay. Oh, excellent.
Well, thank you for your service.
Thank you.
All right, cool.
Oh, stay right there, because Supervisor Jersey might have something to say to you, too. Supervisor Jersey?
Are you actually going to conduct a physical fitness facility at the airport park?
Yes, Ms. County Supervisor, we are. It's going to be...
Have a seat. Don't worry about have a seat.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. County Supervisor. Yes, well, as a normal CrossFit facility, it'll have certain specific hours for classes, ranging a 6 o'clock class, a 9 o'clock, a noon, and there'll be hour regiments, and... Between those classes, there'll be a coach there that will be a personal trainer training these athletes. As everybody that comes into this gym is noted as an athlete. They will have their name on the board, and there'll be benchmarks of them actually being able to keep breaking thresholds and barriers of physical fitness. We'll have a physical health and wellness program for the county, employees, as there is already a health and wellness program out there for them to use this towards gym memberships already.
Oh, you need to call me about that because I really want to get good health. That I do really want.
There's a project.
Yeah, we really want to work on it. But your project is kind of whole. Oh, I'm sorry. Calm down, people. Let's calm down. Supervisor.
Wait a minute. Hold
it. Oh, you finished?
No.
Thank you
for stepping all over me. Is your targeted audience the employees at the airport?
That would be one asset of a multitude of people. We'll also try and get the 128th as it also ranges towards military, police, and fire, as it would also push for that kind of health. Thank you.
Where will the public coming in and out of this area park?
There is a rough estimate of 20 to 25 parking slots around the perimeter, as well as the grass to the west side of the building, which is gravel. So there is a large amount of parking spots available for the number of athletes we'd expect in the facility at one time. It would be a cap of about 20 people that would be able to go into this facility for that hour, and we'll be able to let them log in online and hold a slot for themselves as they would come in and do the skill work and move on to the workout of the day.
You will be directing programs for women as well as men?
Yes, ma'am.
Is this already a gymnasium-type facility, or is this a change that you're going to bring in?
The building for CrossFit itself is just really a warehouse, and you don't need too many machines, as the human beings going into these gyms are the machines. And we're just throwing these bumper plates around, and from climbing ropes to pull-ups, jumping pull-ups, and it's just a constantly varied, high-intensity functional movements. We're not going to be being that kind of facility of pushing past people's thresholds. It's just going to be breaking those barriers and building fitness. As I've already owned CrossFit Oak Creek down the street, I've already had clients that have lost, for an experience, my mom herself has lost 30 pounds in the past month's meal operating out of CrossFit Oak Creek.
So in other words, you're really developing the facility.
Yeah, yes, ma'am.
And just to be clear, Mr. Bateman, this is 2013 plus 1 2-year renewal option, so we're really talking through 2015?
Not
long enough. Oh, I'm sorry, 2016 right. Plus 1 2-year, so 2018. We're talking 2018 possibly right. with the options. I wish that would get clarified in our... in our materials. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
So, Bowen.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I was just curious, where did the fire breathers part of the name come from?
As from CrossFit terminology, when you complete a workout that has burned your lungs or left you flat on your back on the ground, they would consider that a fire breather workout. And we are able to still have that name available for our CrossFit gym. Surprisingly, there's 3,000 franchise affiliates worldwide and still growing, and it's on ESPN as a competition now, and we were able to hold that name.
Well, congratulations on your entrepreneurial move, but you're also a firefighter at the airport at the same time.
Yes, sir, and I'm a full-time, 1 week in a month, 2 weeks a year, 115th firefighter as well in Madison.
Nice. Congratulations.
Thank you, sir.
Any other comments or questions?
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you for your service.
We do have a motion for approval of the number of these items. Madam Clerk, call the roll.
Wyshon?
Aye.
Burkowski?
Aye.
Jerzyk?
Aye.
Lipscomb?
Aye.
Haas?
Aye.
Bowen?
Aye.
Mr. Chair?
Aye.
7 ayes, 0 noes. The motion to approve items 7 and 8 is approved.
Item number 10,